100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIDie.com. Well, I got the severance, I got the Cobra packet, I've got a few interviews, a bunch of applications out. We'll see what happens. It'll take a while, but something will come up. I'm getting some days off, too. I'm probably going to go to the farmer's market today, so yeah, might as well enjoy, right? Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was the noisiest place in the universe, which I've got the laundry going, but it's not the noisiest. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories that y'all sent in, and I'll wrap things up afterwards. Okay? See you there.
Alone in the dark, it is a cruel punishment. No one else around. Left to your thoughts. With people, you could tell them to quiet. Alone, there are none to silence. The mind never stops talking. It remembers every wrong, every injustice, every moment no one believed. The silence feeds it. Shut up. There are no consequences, only echoes. A mind can waste away arguing with itself. When the universe is quiet, the mind becomes the noisiest place in existence. Please stop. There is only one task left. Not escape. To make peace with it. That's enough, Warden. Good night.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. This is the noisiest place in the universe, he said. There was absolutely no sound in the tunnel except for their voices. She winced. You can't hear it? Oh, he's nuts, she thought. Look, two small figures appeared. Who? He pointed up. They said that this is the noisiest place they have visited. They had to hide in this tunnel. They were going nuts out there. Let's go for a ride. And they all did. To the quietest place in the universe, where everyone waved. She wasn't sure whether they waved hello or goodbye to the noisiest creatures in the universe. And this was my story for this week, drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story. Remember the tagline for the movie Alien? In space, no one can hear you scream. Scientifically sound, of course. Sound waves can't travel through the vacuum of space. But that troubles me. Just how many screams are reverberating around up there? And who on earth would be screaming? What else is going on in space that we can't hear, but we really should be concerned about? Is there some gigantic interstellar PA system booming out a message that humanity is doomed? Issuing vital instructions to ensure our survival? Or maybe there's nothing at all. A silence so profound, it's deafening. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Welcome to my mind, quite possibly the noisiest place in the universe. Not that you could possibly know that if you weren't me. You don't hear the constant voices, the shouting and screaming urging me to burn, kill, and destroy. You don't hear the rush and thunder of the blood coursing through my veins, or the ringing in my ears that never stops. You know nothing of the thoughts that continually clamor for attention. You don't hear any of it, nothing whatsoever. But I do, and it's unbearable. Mostly. You see, I can make it stop. With bloodshed and pain.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1038 with the prompt of the noisiest place in the universe. And today is day 15 of Trump's little excursion into Iran. So here's my story. Sabrina continued reading the diary. Two of you have been sufficient thus far. Now, a third with power must join. Your quest takes you to a place louder than all others, where time is limited, and the drive for success approaches the boundaries of speed. There, you will meet a fourth to lead you on. Bilbert looked at the girls. What's the loudest place on Earth? Sabrina shrugged. They aren't launching space shuttles anymore, so how about an airport? Mandy shook her head. They're loud, but there's no drive for success. I think the place is a NASCAR race. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called A Fine and Quiet Place. Ra woke to noise. Right down to rumbling of radiation, a rain of tachyons beating down. It was enough to drive a god crazy. The Big Bang was hecka loud, but it was over pretty fast. All this matter in the center of the Milky Way made it the noisiest place in the universe. So slowly at first, but faster later, Ra moved his tiny sun 10,000 light years to the low-rent section housing of the Orion Arm. Ra went back to sleep, until someone started to ping in the dark forest. Not good, he thought. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Our House. Growing up, our house was actually in the Guinness Book of Records as the noisiest place in the universe. My twin sisters fought constantly, screaming matches followed by raucous fights, which usually ended with tears and a door slamming. My brother played the trumpet, badly. Dad always had the radio on and would sing along, whether he knew the words or not. Mum was understandably out a lot. So I never knew how blissful quiet was until I left home and experienced an empty house for the first time and heard the sound of my own contented breathing. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
By the time the cryogenically preserved crew arrived at their destination, scientists invented faster-than-light travel. So instead of the colony ship arriving to an empty world, civilization had been founded and flourished. The colony ship had been programmed to launch the terraforming drones on arrival. The current residents of the world were not pleased about this, and they destroyed the colony ship and its drones. The ship's flaming wreckage landed in the ocean, and a few coastal cities suffered tidal waves. There were a handful of cryogenic pods that survived somehow, but they were quickly smashed to pieces.
And there you have it. All of the 100-word stories that y'all sent in for the noisiest place in the universe. Now, if it's taking you a little bit of time to come up with a story, and believe me, I know that feeling, you can go to the archives and send it on in, and I'll post it up on the feed in a separate post. Take your time. Maybe it's a week or two, maybe it's a year or two. We'll be here. Anyway, the next weekly challenge will be bubble wrap. Got a lot of time to play with bubble wrap, I'll tell you that. But I really should be working on my site portfolio and a few other things, you know, to show people that I know what I'm doing. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you all for listening, and... yeah, you thought I was going to wrap it up. No. I actually got the stories up last week on time, well, except for Saturday. But I didn't really like the story I wrote for Saturday, so I took some time and walked around and finally got it going. So anyway, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.